Kenora. In one of the most popular local holiday season traditions, the Kenora Christmas Bonspiel was held on December 29 to 31 at the Sylvia Fedorik Center, with 10 teams hitting the ice after taking part in various Christmas festivities. As one of the organizers put it, it's an opportunity for family and friends to get together, have some fun, and work off some of those Christmas calories. 9 of the teams taking part in the Bonspiel were from in or near Kenora, including Al Pelagian, Bob Kolodziejewski, Ryan Monette, Brandon Zaravlov, Aaron Harridges, Lenny Bizarski, Darcy Zielinski, Kelly McTavish and John Zabitniff. Rounding out the field was the Alia O'Neill foursome of Yorkton. Each team played 3-6-end games during the Bonspiel in a skins format, which encouraged the competitive side of the curlers. With each end acting as a mini-game, prize money was $5 per end for the first 4 ends, and $10 for each of the last 2 ends. In order to claim the prize money for an end, the team with last rock had to score 2 or more points. The team without last rock could win the cash with a steal of any number of points. A count of 1 with the hammer resulted in a carryover. A carryover in the final end was settled by a draw to the button. Any player on the team could throw the rock, but no sweeping was allowed. Heading into the final draw of the Bonspiel, the Brandon Zaravlov foursome had won $80 through the first 2 games and looked unbeatable. Zaravlov's teammates were Brody Harrison, Cassidy Zaravlov and Kaylee Sleva, who just happened to make up 3/4 of the 2022 Saskatchewan High School Championship curling team. But Bob Kolodziejewski and his team defeated Zaravlov to claim first place in the Bonspiel. The Zaravlov team slipped to third, just behind the second-place Lenny Bizarski foursome.